poll on the popular Goosebumps.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs Go to the Movies, or whatever we're calling this podcasty thing that we're doing.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on the title later.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are at the midnight showing. It has now become a 10 p.m. showing, which is very odd.
It's midnight somewhere showing.
The midnight somewhere. So in central time zone, Pacific Mountain area, it's midnight. We're seeing Hansel and Gretel. I have no high hopes for this movie whatsoever.
I have no idea what to expect from this movie. It just sounds like a fun title to me. Like, we have this, and then coming up we have Jack and the Giant Slayer. So, and then last year we had Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Like, I think it's
a wannabe Van Helsing.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like it, too, from the previews and stuff. But
we're here with Vanessa, by the way, who's just shaking her head.
No, it doesn't.
But it to me, these look like movies that are not going to make a lot of money, but they look funny and entertaining to watch. I'm not expecting Oscar-worthy performances. I'm expecting to see arrows shot through heads and things like that.
I'm really
and time period correct shotgun.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it would be a musket, right? In this case, we didn't call it a shotgun. What I'm wondering is, Jeremy Renner now going crossbow and shotgun instead of bow and arrow and things like that. If he's starting to get typecast in this whole arrow thing.
You were saying, Vanessa?
I want to see the candy house. I want to see how much detail they put in the little candy house.
That's what we're not seeing in 3D, because we knew if we saw it in 3D, you would be on the screen licking it down.
Yes, very true.
Which, while it might be worth it, especially after that heartfelt interview you gave on the podcast.
Shut your mouth.
That we put out last night.
I told you to delete that.
To see you licking a movie screen, I think is worth the blackmail money alone.
The only person that would be able to get me to do that is you. So there you go.
So we're upgrading.
Yeah, there you go. That brings up a very good point. We are seeing it in 2D. My opinion, I didn't want to pay an extra $3 to $5 to see an arrow shot at the screen and me trying to duck out of the way. That's just not worth the effect to me. I don't know about you.
I didn't want to see anything on screen being shot from a bow that had more weight than you did.
Yeah, well, that's anything and everything. So we just won't see 3D movies anymore.
Right.
But I mean, like, the 3D thing, it's getting overdone in my opinion, and I'd rather pick and choose the movies to go see. This doesn't seem like something like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit where you want landscapes.
For you, that's what 3D means. For me, 3D is shit popping at my face, and what I've been seeing in 3D is not that. I grew up on Jaws 3D, Creature of the Black Lagoon 3D, Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, stuff like that. Things popping out of the screen, that's 3D to me, that's third dimension. However, what's 3D now is just a higher definition of video.
Right.
And so I think this would be one of those movies where we'd actually get 3D effects, my opinion of 3D effects.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you're right. When I think of a 3D movie, I want to see something like Thor. We saw Priest last year, which was not a well-received movie, but their 3D and the way they kind of did the snow, the ashing, it was really cool to see. So that kind of effect was cool to me. But the cheap trick of pointing something out at the audience to me was just not worth the money, I think, to go see a 3D movie. It's cool. It's a fun effect, but it's not something that I don't think it's worth paying all that money for.
See, we saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 3D, and we thought it was completely worth it. Just for the effects and the salt coming at you and everything, and just how big it made all the girls' boobs look.
Yeah,
thought it was fantastic. So no high expectations, no high hopes for this movie.
But I don't have low expectations either. I'm here because I think it'll be entertaining to see, and because movie 43 lost the vote. So
was it up for a vote?
I think we talked about it for about 10 seconds, but everyone went for this first. I mean, we all still want to see movie 43, and we got Parker this weekend too, which we'll probably talk about more on the podcast.
Which is odd, because you'd think as a comic book podcast and website and creators and publishers, we'd go see Parker, but J-Lo killed it.
Yeah, with J-Lo in it, I'm having bad memories of Out of Sight with George Clooney. So I can wait. I'll see that later this weekend, and we'll talk about it on the podcast. But I think for the Midnight Movie Maniacs, we need the entertaining movie, not necessarily the comic book movie, every weekend.
What do you think, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Well, apparently she's doing the Corbin Dallas role of our podcast here.
Our friend Anthony took over last night.
Right.
So apparently we're just going to have this, like, guest Corbin Dallas every week, and it'll be cool.
Hey, Anthony, what's the word for the day?
Pudding.
There you go, pudding. Pudding is the word for the day.
So yeah, the movie's about to start. We'll see how it is and talk about it after the film.
Awesome. So we'll be back after the movie, guys. So Van Helsing, how did you think of it?
Yeah, it was exactly like Van Helsing, but the rated R rating. The rated R version, right? Like, they put in the language, they made it more badass, action-y. Still, no reason for 3D.
In case you're wondering, yeah, we're back, the movie's over, we're running through the credits of Hansel and Gretel. Very violent.
Very.
Very, very graphic.
Well, this was the adult-oriented fairy tale thing. Like, you know, okay, we want to get the adults back in there. So, action, gore, language. There was a little bit of nudity for half a second. Like, you know, they went and they made this the adult eye candy.
But, I mean, the set pieces looked rubbery.
Right, didn't it look very Hollywood set? Like, very cartoony? That in the beginning, there was a little bit more effort, I think, on, like, the candy house part, where they showed, like, the frosting dripping and things like that. But then after that, it didn't happen anymore.
Yeah, very... I wasn't too impressed.
I was entertained. Not obviously in an Oscar-worthy movie during the Academy Awards time. You know, we're seeing shows like Lincoln, Argo, Zero Dark Thirty, things like that. But to go sit and watch this and laugh and be like, hell yeah, they just blew that guy's head off, like, that was hilarious and entertaining. So to me, that's worth the price of a movie ticket.
It felt like a Hot Topic commercial.
See, I didn't see that very much. The Hot Topic part of it, I could see the maybe costumized the look, but I didn't see it as
what,
something
what do you
got, Hot Topic.
In the very beginning, it said MTV. It was very MTV.
Thank you.
It's an old story made relevant, and I remember the old story, and I'm about the age that they're going after. I was entertained.
I was surprised how much we laughed. And not at parts because it was stupid. It was because it was badass.
It was genuinely funny.
Entertaining, like, you know, they blow somebody's head off, and we're, like, laughing at that. Not because it looked stupid or silly. It was because it was entertaining.
Well, I sure am glad that Hansel and Gretel made a lot of press.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, all the newspaper articles in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah. Now, see, to me, that opening sequence, though, if that would have been like a comic book or some kind of prequel thing that they did online where they kind of showed that motion
animation
kind of animation thing, that would have looked really cool to me. Not that it was necessary for the story. You obviously don't have to have
a
background.
But the newspaper articles, really? Did we need that?
They used to tell stories, though. Like,
I,
you know,
I get that. I get you're bridging the gap, but there was no printing press back then, except for, like, wanted papers and whatnot. There was no newspapers, you know?
No, they did bring... There was a lot of modernness in this, too. A lot of the way the contraptions worked, or missing kids' pictures on milk bottles, things like that. And, you know, we saw those in the trailers, too. So it's not really a spoiler, but it was like they kind of gave it a modern bit, but still made it look old.
So like an alternate universe type thing.
Yeah. But I thought it was good, and I was impressed that Jeremy Renner actually got more action and screen time than Avengers. I don't think he was bad at his part.
And Gemma Atherton looked wonderful in those leather pants.
Yes, she did. And there was shots of it that weren't like overdone, but obviously there for some aesthetic pleasing.
Right. I may have to fast forward watch it again for just those parts.
Now, what about Fonzie Johnson? I was impressed. I liked the way that they did her part, and they didn't make her pretty the whole time. I liked that they kept her as a...
I was honestly waiting for her to die by fire. The whole Phoenix thing again.
That would have been funny. But I, for sure, not killing her by fire, you know, to me, that... It was one of those things that they had to go a step further than just the easy out fire.
But I'm tired of her being, like, the chick, the bad chick. Okay, so Dark Phoenix. She was the evil, kind of quasi-evil chick in Lord of Illusions. And, you know, a couple other movies where she's just...
Nip-tock, she had a semi-evil tone.
Right. And she's always, like, the undertones of evil. And it just caps it off with this. Can she ever be, like, a goody-two-shoe chick?
Yes. She tried it in the first
she was.
Movie.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she was nice in that one.
She got kidnapped. That's not nice.
She was. She's
the cause of evil happening.
No.
She's the catalyst. If she didn't have a daughter,
and she was
the daughter would not have gotten taken. We would not have seen
the
all
first one. She had that like anger too, and that little hostility towards him.
Well, It's in her eyes. She can't fight it. Like, if I was doing a movie and I wanted some crazy bitch, I'd pick her. Because she's beautiful, but she still has that twisted in her eyes.
And you can never, ever, ever pronounce her name right.
No.
It's just never going to happen. It's like, you. Come here.
Now, in comparison to Van Helsing, similar look, probably use the same sets maybe. But I see this more as a sequel possibility than that ever got. Opening weekend and they're going to go again.
I thought we'd see more of Van Helsing. Honestly, it had top names in it. Universal Movie Monsters, all. And they even wrote a sequel to it. It was Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
I hated Van Helsing. This was way better.
You shut your
mouth. I'm gonna cut myself out.
Van Helsing to me was always Vampire Hunter D. But
it was lame.
It will be interesting to see if they could do any more with this, or if they will expand on it at all in like a comic book or a book.
They're going to. You can already see the wands going to be made toys. The costumes are going to be made available. It's the set pieces, the whole nine.
So I thought it was really well done. That troll character,
Edward,
which I thought was a lame name to give him, especially with everything in the news and hype and stuff about Twilight. But he was cool. He was well done. He looked awesome. He fit in a little bit. Wasn't too CGI'd to make you think that
he reminded me of Labyrinth.
Yeah, but he didn't look like a puppet, but he didn't look like a cartoon either. They got him really close to that human, realistic look. The talking was a little bit hard to understand, but other than that, I was impressed by his look and his style and his character even. They gave his role, he wasn't just some bit henchman, they actually gave him a little bit of a power.
So it looks like I'm outvoted here. So Martin and Vanessa say yay, I say not really so much. Anthony, what's your word of the evening?
Wait for DVD.
There you go.
Really?
See?
Now you got your
2-2. Wait for DVD. Matinee, maybe even.
Yeah, this would be a good drive-in movie theater.
No, because it'd be too dark at the drive-in. You'd have to see it in a brighter environment.
Yeah. There wasn't enough light in it for us to be a...
Right.
Now, for 3D, too. When they do these dark films and they do that 3D, I don't think it always works. And like I said, that there was barely a scene. That end scene was the one scene that I was like, okay, there's 3D effects.
So there you have it, me and Martin and everybody's review of Hansel and Gretel. Stay tuned next week. We're going to be trying to do, what are we doing next week?
We're working on Warm Bodies and Bullet to the Head, a double feature.
And Bullet to the Head, so it should be a lot of fun. All right, guys, we'll see you then.